USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says a mutant COVID-19 strain that's more infectious is on track to become the dominant strain in the United States by March. Fewer than 100 cases have been identified in the United States, but the actual number is believed to be much higher. A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns did not provide significantly more benefits to slowing the spread of the disease rather than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
A migrant caravan moving from Honduras toward the U.S. border is calling on the incoming Biden administration to honor what they say are commitments to migrants moving north amid fears of a surge at the border when President-elect Joe Biden enters office. Outgoing acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News these caravans are to be expected.
Right now, we're looking at two groups that are well over 5,000. And one of those groups have already gotten through the Guatemala border, and they're on their way to El Rancho, which is about to, located centrally in Guatemala. It's coming. It's already started, just as we promised and anticipated it would with this rhetoric from the new administration on the border.
The NFL divisional playoffs begin this hour with a pair of big-time matchups. The Rams face the top-seeded Packers at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Ravens and Bills clash in New York. The game in Green Bay beginning at just after 4:30 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The State Department believes COVID-19 may be older than previously thought. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, Mike Fortier has more on the story.
The State Department last night releasing what it calls previously undisclosed information about the virus's origins. For one, officials believe several researchers in the Wuhan Institute of Virology got sick last fall with symptoms similar to COVID-19. Chinese officials have said there was zero infection at the lab. China also didn't announce anything until December. The State Department claims while the lab maintains it's private and separate from the Chinese government, U.S. officials believe the lab has collaborated with China's military on secret projects. The U.S. has donated money to the lab in the past, and State Department officials wonder if any of that funding was diverted to some of those military projects. The State Department concludes that those revelations just scratch the surface of what is still hidden about COVID-19's origin in China. You can read the full fact sheet at state.gov.
The United States is imposing sanctions on companies in Iran, China, and the UAE for doing business with the Islamic Republic of Iran shipping lines on three Iranian entities over conventional arms proliferation. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also saying in a statement he's increasing the scope of metals-related sanctions against Iran administered by the State Department. Those who knowingly transfer 15 materials of which the State Department says are used in connection with Iran's nuclear facility will be subject to sanctions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.